Acts chapter 23. And Paul, looking intently at the council, said, "Brethren, I have lived before God in all good conscience until this day." And the high priest, Ananias, commanded those who stood near him to strike him on the mouth. Then said Paul to him, "God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. And do you sit to judge me according to the law, and yet command me to be struck contrary to the law?" Then those who stood nearby said, "Do you revile God's high priest?" And Paul said, "I didn't know, brethren, that he was high priest. For it is written, 'You shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people.'" But when Paul perceived that the one part of the group were Sadducees, and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, "Brethren, I am a Pharisee, a son of Pharisees. It is concerning the expectation of the resurrection of the dead I am being judged." And when he had said this, a dissension arose between the Pharisees and Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit, but the Pharisees acknowledge all of them. So there arose a great shouting match, and some of the scribes connected with Pharisees stood up and disputed violently, saying, "We find nothing evil in this man. But what if a spirit has spoken to him, or an angel? We must not fight against God." And when there arose a great commotion, the chief captain acted with caution, so that Paul would not be torn in pieces by them, and commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force from among them, and bring him to the castle. And the next night the Lord stood beside him, and said, "Be encouraged. For as you have testified concerning me at Jerusalem, so you must also give your testimony in Rome." And when it was daylight, some of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink until they had killed Paul. And there were more than 40 who made this conspiracy. So they came to the chief priests and the elders and said, "We have bound ourselves under a great curse to taste nothing until we have killed Paul. Now therefore go with the council to the chief captain and ask him to bring him down to you again, as if you would judge his case more accurately. And we, before he gets near, are ready to kill him." But Paul's sister's son heard about their ambush. So he came, went into the castle, and told Paul. And Paul called one of the centurions, and said, "Bring this young man to the chief captain, because he has something to tell him." So he took him, and brought him to the chief captain, and said, "Paul the prisoner called me, and asked me to bring you this young man who has something to tell you." And the chief captain took him by the hand, and going aside, asked him privately, "What is it that you have to tell me?" So he said, "The Jews have agreed to ask you to bring Paul down tomorrow to the council, as though they would ask him some more specific questions. Don't be persuaded by them, for a group of more than 40 men, who have bound themselves under a curse, neither to eat nor drink until they have killed him, are setting an ambush for him. And now they are all ready, waiting for the word from you." So the chief captain let the young man go, exhorting him, saying, "Don't tell anyone that you have told me these things." And he called two of the centurions and said, "Prepare 200 soldiers to go as far as Caesarea, along with 70 horsemen and 200 spearmen, at the third hour of the night." And he told them to have horses so that they could put Paul on one and bring him safely to Felix the governor. And he wrote a letter saying, "Claudius Lysias, to the most excellent governor Felix, greetings. This man was seized by the Jews and was about to be killed by them, when I came upon them with the soldiers and rescued him, having learned that he was a Roman citizen. And wanting to know the charges about which they accused him, I brought him down to their council. But I found him to be accused about questions of their own law, but to have done nothing worthy of death or of imprisonment. And when it became known to me that there would be a plot against the man by the Jews, I immediately sent him to you, telling his accusers to bring their charges against him before you. Be in health. So the soldiers, following their orders, took Paul and brought him to Antipatris at night. But on the next day they left the horsemen to continue with him, and returned to the castle. Then, arriving at Caesarea, they delivered the letter to the governor, and also presented Paul before him. And when he had read it, he asked from which province he, Paul, was. And when he understood that he was of Cilicia, he said, I will hold a hearing for you, when your accusers have come also. So he commanded him to be kept in Herod's palace. This is the end of Acts, chapter 23. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.